It is time for the Fulton High School announcements.
If you are a member of the Environmental and Community Leaders Fellowships with Tremont, don't forget that we have a field trip to the Smoky coming up on Thursday, November 16th. Please turn in your permission slips to Ms. Kennard or Mr. Graves no later than Monday, November 13th.
Attention seniors, the Jackie Robinson Scholarship is now open. Jackie Robinson scholars receive grants of up to $35,000 over 4 years to supplement the financial aid they receive from their colleges or universities. In addition, scholars receive extensive support services, including career guidance and internship placement, and attend JRF's annual multi-day mentoring and leadership conference in New York City and other regional events throughout the year. Please scan the QR code on the flyer to apply. This flyer is also in the Class of 2024 Canvas page. Please see Mrs. Kelly or Ms. Whitney if you have any questions.
The Key Clubs of Fulton and West High are sponsoring a friendly competition to collect the cans of food for Second Harvest Food Bank through November 21st. Donations boxes have been placed at each academy office door and outside the main office. Key Club has set a goal of 150 items. Here is a list of most requested items. All items need to be either canned or staple items. For each item donated, you receive 10 minutes of community service. Use the QR code on the boxes and submit a picture of your donation to receive ours. A list of students who will donate will be sent to each academy. See a Key Club member or Mr. Leonard if you have any questions about donating.
Fulton's annual lip sync battle is Tuesday, November 1st at 2 p.m. Students and staff will compete to see who is the ultimate lip sync champion. Remember to bring $1 to school on the 21st if you plan to attend.
There will be a Fulton student art show on Friday, December 1st at the Birdhouse Neighborhood Center from 5:30 to 8:30 p.m. Outstanding work by students in Visual Art 1 and Advanced Art this semester will be featured.
Tutoring is available after school on Tuesdays in the library from 3:45 to 5 p.m. We will have help available in many different subjects. Ms. Bean Allen has more details in room 114.
Teachers and students, do you have amazing photos from fall field trips or activities? If so, please email or send a Google Drive link to fountainquill@knoxvilles.org. Please label photos and credit the photographer. This year is the 70th anniversary of the Fountain Quill, and we want to celebrate you by sharing the wonderful memories of your year. Look for the fall issue of the Fountain Quill in late November.
GSA now meets on Thursdays after school in room 302. Please see Ms. Moore, Mr. Heatherly, or Ms. Seidler for more information.
Open Studio meets every other Tuesday in room 202. Please see Ms. Haskell or Ms. Seidler for more information, or drop by a meeting to pick up a permission slip.
The Fulton Fellowship of Christian Athletes Club meets before school on Thursdays at 7:50 in the team room of the gym. Everyone is welcome to attend.
The Fulton Garden Club will work The Fulton Garden Club will work in the gardens on Mondays from 3:45 to 4:45. Meet Ms. Wilkinson in the outdoor classroom picnic tables if you are interested in helping.
The Fulton High School Comic Book Club meets each Friday from 3:45 to 4:45. You must have a signed permission form to attend the meeting. Stop by to pick up the form. We hope to see you there.
Those are your Fulton High School announcements. We will have our teacher interview coming up next on the Fulton's News Show.
All right, now we back with the sports interview with Josiah and Jaden Holloway.
Okay, hello. My name's Josiah. You may know me from the Josiah Show, but today I am with Coach Hedrick, and one of the football players, Jaden Holloway. So, before we get into the actual interview questions, how long have you been teaching at Fulton?
I've been teaching at Fulton since 2017. So what, 6 years? About 6 years. If my math does me right.
So you've been here for 6 years. Mm-hmm. Nice. So now let's get into the questions. How did you become interested in sports?
It was actually probably at an early age. I was actually watching football one day, and I was like, man, I think I want to play that. And then so when I was about 7 or 8 years old, just started kind of playing in the backyard with my brothers and my cousins. And then next thing I know, my mom signed me up for soccer.
Nice.
So she signed me up for soccer, and went to the first practice, and they handed me the uniform, yeah, right? And they gave me these shorts.
Yes.
And these shorts were like real short shorts. They were like mid-thigh shorts. you know, like track shorts.
Yeah.
Told my mom I wasn't playing. I said, nope, I'm not playing soccer. I'm not wearing those shorts. Not doing it. They're too short. And that was before they, you know, they had the long. You know, I said, no, I'm not doing it. And so then I told her I wanted to play real football. And so she signed me up. And, you know, it's just something that's I've always done and I enjoy.
So you seem to really enjoy football.
Absolutely.
Nice. So what inspired you to become a teacher?
I think it was probably my junior year in high school. I was actually working with some special needs kids, you know, like in the like our CDC class downstairs, you know, with Miss Winstead, and I just fell in love. I just fell in love with the kids. I fell in love with being able to help people, and then from that point on, that's what I knew I wanted to do. And then probably one of the biggest things is just being able to be a blessing to our youth, because so many of our young people, they're missing something in their life. You know what I'm saying? And like, I know when I was young, it was hard for me to figure out what I was missing, but me trusting other people and adults and coaches in my life, it was like, okay, if I allow them to help me, then I can figure out what I'm missing and allow them to fill that void. So they can be successful, maybe going and you know, and bless somebody else with the with their experiences that they experience.
You obviously have a bunch of good intentions. You're a great guy.
Well, thank you.
So now this question is for people like me. You know, I'm a senior and I'll be graduating soon. So, and of course, I'll be heading to my next chapter. So, what's your advice to the class of 2024 after they graduate?
I think my biggest advice is to, like, find something that you enjoy. Like, you're going to be working for the rest of your life, and if you do something that you do not enjoy, that's called work, right? Because you go to work, you wake up, you kind of dread it. You know, you want to call in sick and stuff. But I think the biggest advice that I can get is find something that you love. And sometimes it's not all about the money. Sometimes it's just about, you know, hey, this is what I love to do. And when you wake up every day and you enjoy doing what you're doing, you know, to me, that's going to be the most gratifying thing in life is, you know, waking up and being able for you to do what you enjoy. And you know, again, using your skills to bless people. You know, you're not going to be remembered for your cars you drive, the house you have. You know, you're going to be remembered for how you treat people.
Yes.
That's going to be success in life.
That is some great advice. Thank you very much. Number four, how was your college experience and why?
Well, my college experience was, it's taken me about 15 years. Taiwan, sitting back here producing that, he's probably heard this story before. But it took me 15 years to get my degree. For whatever reason, you know, education was hard for me. So learning was hard for me. So I started school and then I got out of school. I wanted to be a football coach. But then when I got into coaching, I realized I'm not going to be making any money. So then I was like, well, I'm going to get into education. So I did other things. So it took me about 15 years off and on, to get my degree. But the big thing is it actually took my wife, who was my girlfriend at the time, looking at me and going, what are you going to do to support your family? What are you going to do for your career? And I was like, I'm a football coach. And then she was like, no, really, what are you going to do?
Mm-hmm.
Right? You can't make money. You can't raise a family just being a football coach. So that really opened my eyes to, you know, hey, what's out there that I really enjoy? And like I said, back in high school, I wanted to be a teacher. So, you know, just really, you know, her encouragement and knowing that, you know, I wanted a family and I couldn't do anything without. Couldn't raise my family if I didn't have a stable job.
Yes. Yes, that's a nice story. So, number five, what is your funniest moment while being a coach?
Oh, man, there's a bunch of them. I mean, I could go from, being on a bus ride, going across a mountain on switchbacks, and it being about 150 degrees, and then getting stuck in a driveway trying to turn around. But my funniest football moment since I've been at Fulton has been probably about 4 years ago. We're playing a JV game out at Carnes. And we had this lineman that wanted to be a kicker. He was like, Coach Hump was coaching our specialty.
Yeah.
Coach Hump, I want to kick up. I can kick. So Coach Hump finally lets him kick. Well, when you kick off the tee, you have to put the tee a certain way.
Yeah.
Okay, so there's a right way and a wrong way to tee a football up.
Uh-huh.
Well, he has teed it up the wrong way. Okay? Now, so he's teed it up the wrong way, balls facing the opposite way, and it's like, we're yelling at him. We're just over there laughing. We're like, dude, what are you doing? You can't do that. You know, and he hadn't figured it out yet. So then once he figured it out, he had to run over there and change it, whatever. Of course, you know, as coaches, we're like, what are you doing? We're mad.
Yeah.
But then it's almost like it's so comical. It's like, dude, what are you doing? You know what I'm saying? This is why you're not a kicker. It's why you're a lineman. But it was pretty fun, pretty funny. We still have video of it. So, you know, time to time, we'll go back and watch it.
Yeah.
Coach Mays is over there laughing. He was there.
So what is your best moment while being a coach?
Probably my best moment. I don't know that I have a best moment. I think all my moments are when I see players just be successful. Actually, we got one sitting right here, Jaden Holloway, who came to us a couple of years ago and wanted to play football. And, you know, he just wasn't a very good football player at the time. But just being able, just through his hard work, and like I said, him trusting in his coaches, trusting in the people that are around him, allowing people and his coaches to push him to be better. You know, he really transformed his body, transformed his mindset, and really became a solid football player for us. So those moments to me are my best moments when I see our players succeed, when I see our players become better young men through football. And, you know, I see them in the classroom and they're doing the things in the classroom the right way and in the hallway. And, you know, those are the brightest moments or the best moments for me.
Yes, that is a good one. So this is our last question. What is your advice to middle school students that want to become a high school football player?
The biggest thing is, like, you really have to dedicate yourself to the process of working hard, of getting better, handling your business in the classroom, because that's one of the biggest things is, you know, you can be a great football player, basketball player, you can be a great athlete, but if you don't have the grades, it doesn't matter. You know, you're just going to be remembered for what you did on the court or the football field or whatever, and then it's not going to take you that far in life. But if you really buckle down and you focus on your grades, you focus on having good character, focus on, you know, doing things, like, again, doing things the right way, handling your business, you know, I think that's the biggest advice is just handle your business. You know, be a student athlete, just don't be an athlete.
Yes, that is some great advice. And I'm assuming, too, that the middle school students who might be listening to it might take that advice. So
I hope so. And if you're listening, come on and be a Falcon. Let's go.
Go Falcons. So do you have any questions?
My question is, what is your takeaways from this past football season?
This past football season, I think there was a lot of, like, highs and lows. I think when I look back at this season, I see a bunch of guys who put a lot of work in starting back in the winter. Honestly, I see a bunch of guys that grew as the season went and as workouts went and things. You know, I feel like that we had kids kind of grow up into young men. We had a lot of adversity. Felt like that we handled some of the adversity really well and some of the adversity we didn't. But I think that, you know, all in all, I think our players are going to be able to use this season, and when they look back on it, they're going to be able to pick something out of this season, and they're going to say, oh, okay, well, I know how to help somebody because of my experience that I had, right? Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. Kind of like your experience. You know, you see somebody struggling and having a goal, you're going to be able to help them because you're going to say, hey, I was there. I was in that position. I was that guy that wanted something,
right?
But I know that I had to really work hard in doing it, and this is what I did.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And you'll be able to help those people. But, you know, I think overall, you know, it was it was successful, but obviously, you know, when you don't win, it's disappointing.
Right.
You know, but overall, you know, I felt like our guys got better.
Sure. So, to anybody who may be watching, listening, what is your pitch like to come to Fulton over other schools? Like, people like to choose Bearden now. You got schools like Central and West. What's your, like, what would you tell them to come here for?
I mean, I tell them to come here for because you're not going to get a better education than anywhere else. I mean, I think that Fulton High School offers more for students than any other place. I mean, y'all have experienced it, mm-hmm. right? I don't think that you could have went anywhere else and experienced the things that you've experienced and be able to grow mentally, physically, emotionally, educationally, anywhere else, because I feel like it's kind of limited, right? When you go to other places, your education is limited, right? Mm-hmm. When you come here, you know, you can spread your wings, per se, and you can you have a lot of opportunity, you know, especially like right now. We're on the radio, you know? How many other students are going to be able to produce a radio show, host a radio show? You know what I'm saying? I'm going to tell you, there's none.
Right.
Sorry. Unless you're here, mm-hmm. you know? And I think that, obviously, the people that are invested in this school, teachers, coaches, you know, you're not going to get better support. You know, and I like I said, I think that y'all can attest to that because you live it every day. And I've seen students come in as freshmen, and I'm like, man, I don't know if this kid's going to make it,
right?
And then next thing you know, you see that kid in 4 years, and it's a young man or a young woman that's college ready or whatever, you know? And that's, I feel like that's what we offer that other places can.
All right. So what's the best moment from this season that you feel like?
Best moment, man. I think the best moment was probably South Dole. I think that game overall was big for our program. I think it was big for our football team. I mean, the week before we faced some adversity, and I'll be honest with you, the bus ride over there, you know, I was kind of like, I was texting my wife and I was like, man, this could be a rough one,
mm-hmm.
you know, but then, you know, we go through warm-ups, and then, you know, Coach Hump and I did a little pregame talk and we talked about, hey, wake up, let's go shock the world, let's go shock Knoxville. And I think that, you know, just believing in each other, and that was probably the best moment. I mean, it was fun. It was fun to be a part of. It was a great environment. You know, look on the sideline, and you got, you know, basketball players and, you know, students over there, you know, jumping up and down, having a, you know, just investing in, you know, our athletes. Man, it was pretty fun, and it was obviously one of the best moments, you know, of this season.
Sir. So I got one more question. What are you looking forward to for these next few years of Fulton?
Growth. You know, I want us to grow. I want us to grow as a program. I'd really love, you know, for, you know, to bring in some freshmen to be able to build on, bring in some freshmen that want to have some success early. You know, I feel like we got a lot of things in our program that we can build on. I think we got a lot of things established, you know, and just, you know, just everybody buying in and saying, hey, this is what we want. This is our goal. And I think that our ceiling is super high when it comes to how successful we can be.
Sure. I'm good.
So I don't really have any questions. That's all the questions I have for Coach over here. But thank you for stopping by, Coach. We are really glad to have you. Sorry.
I appreciate being on. I appreciate you having me on.
All right, we'll be back in a few minutes with the sports interview. All right, now we're back with the sports interview with Jaden Holloway and Dexter Lewis.
All right, so we're going to start off talking about the recap of football season. What is your favorite moment from this season, football?
My favorite moment this season was probably when we beat South Doyle.
That's everybody's favorite moment. So, yeah. What do you feel like that you accomplished? You accomplished any goals that you wanted to accomplish? I mean, I understand we was 2-9, but still, like any personal goals.
Any personal goals, like.
You had a good year.
I say I accomplished, like, you know, being a leader in certain occasions and just helping my teammates out.
All right. So how's the practices for basketball been going? How, like, do you think y'all still have it like y'all did last year?
Oh, yeah, of course. I feel like we actually have done got better, but we still got a lot of things to work on and practice, and we can't like, practice any different just because we won state.
Right. First game, what, Tuesday at HVA, I think, is the first game?
Yeah, Tuesday against HVA, 7:30.
Sir.
Well, you know, Jaden, what's your plans after high school?
It's a chance I could be playing football, but if that doesn't work out, I'm probably gonna go to either TSU or MTSU for business and administration degree there.
You know, what's the mic, and you could be playing football. Like, what's the mic? What's holding you back?
I mean, it's not really nothing holding me back. I mean, I just started kind of my recruiting process about 3 days ago. So we're going to see what happens, see how it play out, and hopefully it play out well. And I'll be playing at a school for football.
Well, yeah, that's always good to know that you got eyes on you. And, you know, with us being fans and all that, like, how do you think this basketball season finna play out?
I ain't gonna lie, I got them winning state again. I mean, I'm not going to say they're going to go undefeated because that's hard at basketball, but
I think they're going to go undefeated.
They shouldn't. Y'all have no, they got no reason to lose, so they shouldn't lose.
I mean, because what, y'all lost 5 last year?
Yeah, we lost 5.
Yeah, I don't think that's happening this year.
And they better.
I don't think that's happening this year. 5 games ain't really nothing, so yeah.
Y'all should have it again.
Yeah.
So.
Well, thank y'all for listening. Thank y'all for tuning in, and we'll be back next week. Thank y'all, and we'll let y'all get back to the music.